You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Maor means the first press, you use it for the light. So now here, Yeshayah Navi Zachon L'Tov brings a message for us that Am Yisrael are compared to
olive.
To olive, yes. So now, why are we compared to the olive? Zayit Ra'anan, that's the Pasuk says. Why we are compared to olive?
It has to be squeezed.
Beautiful, very nice. So now, let's say there was an offer that was given to the olive. It was called in the office, and he told them, you know, we're planning to squeeze you. So the olive said,
No.
Go squeeze somebody else. Or you want to squeeze me? He said, no, if when we squeeze you, so then something's inside that we're going to take out. So what do you mean? What is inside? He said, you have oil inside. So now, here, Yeshayah Navi says that just like the olive that has oil inside, do you know you have oil inside?
No.
No, you don't know. You don't know. Why you don't know? What's the difference between the olive and the olive oil?
When you press it, you get olive oil.
Understand, what's the difference?
Because the fruit, the benefit of something that's bitter turns into...
Beautiful, very nice. So now, if somebody would offer you, I give you a bag of olive, or I give you a bottle of oil, which one you take?
Oil.
Why?
Oil is more.
You like the olive? You take the olive.
No, because the spoon of oil is much more
protein.
What is it?
Oil gives light.
Okay, that's good. But you eat, you enjoy it.
A bag of oil is considered of maybe 10 bags of olives.
So I give you 10 bags. I give you 10 bags of olives and a bottle of oil. No, when it's ready, when it's ready. I give you olive that's ready. I give you good olives. Huh?
It's a higher status. It's
why?
It's more refined.
It's okay.
A better product than the olives.
But we have a candidate who likes olives. Kalakadur is the difference between olives and olive oil is. Olives are temporary. Olive oil is?
Forever.
Olive oil. You can have it forever. At time of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Yeah. So now here, Yeshayah Navi says a very beautiful point. He says the Torah says, Katid, Lamaor. What does it mean? Here we have a very beautiful Torah Chassidut. Very beautiful. And that is, the Torah Chassidut is teaching us the same way that you press the olive, you get oil. And then what do you do with the oil?
You light
it, and then what do you do with the light? Enjoy it. Yeah, enjoy it for Kiddusha, for Yamim Tovim. So now here, Torah is teaching us, Yehudi should know at any time that he's pressed, you have to give light. That means any time that you go through hardship, go through Yisurin, and you're squeezed, you have to give
light.
Meaning that many times in life that we feel we're being squeezed. Ouch!
Give light.
Wait. What did I do? Why are you doing this to me? But here we see no. Katit lamaor. When you being pressed, you have to know to give light. Why? Because here, that's what the whole point here is. Ribono Sholam is taking something out of you, even didn't know you have it. Like this Adon Olive, Mr. Olive, you didn't know. So now, he presses you to take something out that you didn't know. You know what that is? You have to be thankful. You have to be grateful to Rosh Hashanah that he squeezed you to get something out and you didn't know. Wow. And not only that. And not only that. Instead of being temporary, he takes something out of you that is everlasting. You know, we say Baracha every morning. We say Baruch Atah Hashem Mikenu Lechalam Sha'asa Li Kol Sorki. What does that mean?
Give me everything I need.
I'm thankful. You gave me anything I want.
No.
You have to change your sidur. Shasali kol sorki. Yvonsholam, don't give me anything else. Nothing else. I don't want nothing. As a matter of fact, there was a story in the classroom. The teacher said, dear students, tell me what you need. So one said, we don't have a fridge. So okay. He said, we don't have a microwave. One said, you know, we need a coffee maker. So then everybody said, you know, what they need. So the teacher noticed one of the kids didn't say nothing. So then he asked, you don't need nothing? He said, no, we don't need nothing. He said, yeah, you have everything? He said, yeah, yesterday, my grandmother, my Imma's mother, came to the house, and my Abba said, that's what the only thing we were missing.
Carla. When did you make
this? This morning. Carla Kadosh. And it takes about a couple of weeks to think of. Carla Kadosh. Every morning you recite the name of Rosh Olam, say the Rosh Olam, I have everything. Shasadi Kol Sorki. I have nothing to complain about. I'm not missing nothing. You cannot imagine how happy I am. I cannot stop smiling. Shasadi Kol Sorki. Kala Kedosh, if you don't believe in this bracha, that means you're saying bracha levatala.
How does one give over the light?
I'm sorry?
How does one give over the light?
Give over the light.
You say when you're pressed,
yeah.
You're given the oil, and then you're supposed to give over the light.
Well, first you have to light up, and then be able to give the light
to others.
But here, if you're lacking, you know, no, maybe again in practicality the olive oil stay in the bottle, you know, not forever. But here the task here is, first of all, Talmud Chassidus is teaching us katit when Ribono Shel Olam mechate otanu, he presses us, it's only the purpose is to get something that is hidden to bring out. Kala Kedosh, there's no doubt. And it's understandable that there is such a thing as pain. Obviously, there is unexpected, surprising matters pops up. And that's understandable. Obviously, why? What happened? Why is it like this? But the point of the matter here is, we have a system, it's called shift, meaning that we have sometimes wrong imagination of the matters. That means we're not really comprehending what's going on. And it's understandable, because it might be Chinese to us. But here we learn, any time that we feel pain, the purpose here is that Ibn Shalom is taking something out of you that you didn't know about. But in one hand, you see, wow, is chas v'shalom drastic, is painful. But the fact of the matter here is, it's not true at all. It's only to take something out of you that you didn't know about and is such a precious thing and creates such a great light. And that's what we have to always have in mind, that the chasdei Hashem, the merit that Hashem and mercy that Hashem on us, that He wants to take something out to bring such a light. And not only as an individual, as Klal Yisrael, that exactly where the timing that we see such a big light is coming out, Mitzvah Hashem, that is the light of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Why? Because the pressing is going to be, and it has been, into the great expansion. And here, any time that we feel the katit, the pressure, so that means there is a big light, it's just about to come. And is that a shame you see such a big light of Yeshuot? And Geulah Shalom Kol Am Yisrael.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.